This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. An author, who also is a correspondent for The Economist, will highlight Purdue Library's Distinguished Lecture Series. Vijay Vathiswaran's talk is titled Need, Speed, and Greed, Welcome to the Innovation Economy. He joins me now on the phone with a preview. Hi, Vijay.
Hello there.
First, we should say that your lecture is based on your new book, Need, Speed, and Greed. Why is it that innovation is so important going forward?
I think we live in an age of extraordinary challenges, unprecedented in some ways, and this cries out for much more aggressive, much more democratic, and much more ambitious ways of innovating to try to come up with solutions to the big problems we face, whether they range from the very personal, that is, the unemployment problem in America and the middle class squeeze, or the very global, the pandemic threat we face from new kinds of viruses or climate change. I see a connection between these, and that is we are facing an interconnected global economy, and we have yet to find solutions for the problems that this has brought us.
Now, remembering back to my economics classes in college, innovation was sort of tangential, sort of on the side, but you're really saying it should be the focus.
A lot of research has gone into thinking and rethinking about innovation. It used to be in traditional economics, innovation was sort of left out of the equation. But fundamentally, we now come to understand that all the stuff that couldn't be explained as to why, after thousands of years of humanity living in basically poverty and misery with a few people on top, be that the pharaoh or the king or the emperor, everyone else, life was miserable. We saw it only in the last 150 years, extraordinary changes that affected the ordinary person, and that was the Industrial Revolution. My argument is now we're moving into the ideas economy, one where every one of us can be a producer, a creator, a consumer. And in this new age, the ideas economy, the only advantage that's really sustainable is better ideas. In other words, innovation.
Can you give an example of maybe an organization or a person that you can think of that's really, I don't want to say the poster child, but doing what you think should be done?
Sure. Think about, for example, manufacturing. It's very popular now to decry the decline of American manufacturing. And of course, in our great Midwest, we have seen great challenges in the last 30 years because of the rise of China, because of technological change. And I'm an engineer myself, and so I really appreciate this problem at first hand. But what we're also seeing is that there's an innovation revolution happening and that could actually revitalize and create a new center of excellence in the Midwest in manufacturing because of 3D printing, for example, because of new advanced materials, because of computing that allows design to happen on your mobile phone that used to take supercomputers to do. What you're finding is a democratization of the manufacturing process, where in the past, only a handful of capitalists with millions of dollars could afford factories, industrial lathes, and big equipment. We're now finding new kinds of business models emerging that would allow almost anyone to create and to be part of the global economy as a manufacturer or as a designer or as a creator. And I think that's going to create a new kind of manufacturing revolution in our heartland.
Do you think we have the skill base there, though, the actual workforce?
You put your finger on the central challenge, and that is we need to keep relearning how to learn. That is the central challenge of the 21st century. We cannot simply rely on sending our kids off on the big yellow bus to school and expect them to know how to work in the economy, because that was a model of education that was suited to the Industrial Revolution, where jobs were much more production line jobs, where everyone could be treated as a commodity. In the ideas economy, even in manufacturing, where brute strength still matters, it's going to be brain and creativity and originality that matters much more. And how do we teach our children, how do we teach ourselves as adults that the things we learned either on the shop floor or in college are no longer relevant, how do we keep relearning new skills? And that's the challenge, I think. There are answers that are emerging, among other things, figuring out that you need to have lifelong learning, figuring out, for example, that online academies like Khan Academy, which millions of people around the world are learning skills for free in a very high-quality way that are being taught better than at most schools, are connecting with tutors around the world that can teach your children for very low cost and help them keep up with the global economy, and children in Shanghai, for example, that are scoring tops in the world. Well, we need to be sure our children and we ourselves keep pace with the global economy because there are a lot of hungry countries and competitors out there, then we need to do better ourselves here at home.
Now, you're coming to speak at Purdue University. Do you think higher education in general is doing a good job?
I think higher education is one great area where America still is the best in the world. And I think, you know, Purdue is a wonderful example of it. We have numerous high-quality institutions that people from around the world still want to come to America for our universities. So I think that's a crown jewel in our innovation ecosystem. But it's one that also requires polishing. You can't simply give up, for example, on R&D funding. There is an important role for the government, for example, in funding blue sky research that happens at fine institutions like universities or whether it's the National Institutes of Health and so on. And so we can go too far in expecting the market to solve all our problems. But equally, looking only to the government to solve the problem or to come up with innovation, moonshots to solve climate change or something like that, you know, I think that's asking too much of government as well. It's really going to be entrepreneurial drive from the bottom up that's going to solve some of these more difficult problems.
Vijayavathiswaran is Purdue Library's Distinguished Lecturer this year. His talk is free and open to the public. It's next Thursday, October 18th at 7 in Stewart Center's Fowler Hall. And following the lecture, Vijay will be signing copies of his book, Need, Speed, and Greed. Vijay, nice to talk with you.
Great to be with you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.